హెడ్ఫోన్స్ వెళ్ళి Yesterday we finished Damodar Ashtakam. Now every day Kirtan will be Damodar Ashtakam. Now Mathura Thakur's written Bhajan Rahasya, we will study this for the next few days. Bhajan Rahasya and this book are very, very significant books. Those who want to perform bhajan, they should read Bhajan Rahasya definitely. So, Tino Thakur has described. That is why we should understand this Bhajan Rahasya, and especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur ji, Shikshastra, that Mahaprabhu's eight shlokas, what he has written. All those eight shlokas, he has defined them. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan, Atyam, what he has described. Atyam means the eight, four divisions, the days three, evenings three, and one morning, one evening. These are the eight divisions. The Vaishnavas, Avarupanam Vaishnavas, all the eight yams, whatever pastimes he is performing, Bhagwan, they remember this with their perfect soul and perform bhajan. It is also described there that in Ashtakali Leela, how we can remember all these pastimes. Nishant Leela, morning, early morning Leela, before the afternoon, Purvan Leela, then Madhyan Leela, Ayan Leela, then Pradosh Leela, then and Nishant. Then all these past times, eight divisions of past time, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur ji has described in eight divisions. Bhajan, first of all, Shraddha, Sadhu Sang, through Sadhu Sang, faith, through Sadhu Sang. After that, Bhajan Kriya will start, Anarth Nivritti will start. What is Anarth? What is our relationship with Bhagawan? To forget this is anarth. That time you get attachment towards wealth, family members, friends. I am body. This body is me. And all these family members are mine. This wealth, this money, this will give me happiness. But never wealth or riches can bring happiness. It's not possible. Never. Rather, only because of getting attached to it, you will get birth again. And then maybe as a snake, you will have to take birth. And like Kuber, you will sit down on that and just protect all this wealth. Like this, use the money properly and spend your life. Understand that one paisa also does not belong to you. It will not go with you. And your family members also will not go with you. That is why, like a donkey, don't work like a donkey. And spend your life thinking in this manner. Now whatever you do, you should try to please Bhagawan only. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ji like this, he's saying that don't become attached to all these things. This attachment is the root of all anarthas. Taking the shelter of the Vaishnavas, after that one develops nishtha, faith. In the fourth stage, one gets ruchi, taste, then asakti, then bhav. And six, these, then after asakti, vipralambamayi, prem. And in the eighth stage, sambhogrupi, prem. This comes. This is Ashtakalya Lila pastimes. Radha Krishna's eternal meeting, whatever these Ashtakalya pastimes are, only this can give qualification to enter into these pastimes. That's why this book should be heard properly and understood properly. We will try to understand and read this book seriously. Speaking in Bengali, same things. This is like a river, flow of a river. It is flowing. After 2-3 days, the stream, where does it go? It goes to the sea, this stream. Similarly, our bhajan is also like a stream. Slowly we will see. We are performing bhajan. We have Guru Nishtha or no? Is our anartha going away or no? Are we getting detachment towards our wife or husband or family members? Is it coming detachment or no? And also you should see that, are we developing taste towards chanting Harinam? If we have asakti towards, without Harikatha, listening Harikatha, it's not possible. All the material attachments will be finished, and thereafter bhav will develop, manifest in one's heart, and thereafter vipralamba bhav, and then sambhav bhav. These are Ashtakalya pastimes. You will experience all these, realize all these. If we are not in the stream of this river, then there is something wrong. Either maybe the Guru is not giving proper direction, or maybe we are wrong. If Gurudev is bona fide, we have ruchi, nishtha, everything, but our Guru is not so qualified, then must understand that some fault is in Guru. Then offer him respects, take his instruction, and go to other higher Shiksha Guru and take instruction from him. And if it is proper, everything there, and something wrong with us, then you should improve yourself. Slowly, sequentially, you will reach the stage of prem. You should try for this. It is possible to reach the stage of bhavavastha in this human form of life. It's not so easy. That's why you should hear all these things and you should follow all this. Whatever you hear, this is the wealth of our life. Keep this in your pockets, in your hearts, and proceed. Translation.
Divided into eight divisions or eight yam, after yam. In the daytime there are three, in the nighttime there are also three, and in the sunken, in the joining of morning and in the morning time and the evening time there is also two. So 3 plus 3 plus 2, 8 young. Especially the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, with their siddha deha, their internally conceived spiritual body, they always remember these 8 periods of Krishna's pastime and engage in service to them. There are how to do that is always present in Bhagavad Gita. The 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes are Ikshvakudila, Pratakala, Purvayana, Madhyamila, Prayamila, Pradyomila, Vaisakila, then again Ikshvakudila. So just as there are 8 verses of Ikshvakudila, as there are 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes, there are also these 8 stages of attainment of devotional service, as we've been hearing at all throughout the past of the Sunday. First, there is Shraddha, or faith. By that faith, one takes shelter of a bona fide guru and begins the process of devotion, which is called the Bhajana Kriya. By that Bhajana Kriya, one experiences anartha dhriti, or cessation of disturbing elements. What is anartha? Anartha. Artha means which is valuable. Anartha, which has no value. Therefore, forgetting Krishna Shava, that is the real anartha. That manifests in considering in conception of I am mine. I am this body, and what belongs to this body in terms of wife, wealth, children, house, this belongs to me, it's for my enjoyment. This is the root of all anarthas. By this you think, by accumulating money, I already have to. But do not think like this. By attachment to wealth, one will simply take birth again and end up like a snake. The snake always protects his wealth. One will be like Kumbhara sitting on his money. Therefore, we should accumulate enough wealth which is sufficient to maintain the body. Because at the time of death, we will not take even one rupee with us, or to speak of family members. We should not be like donkeys, simply carrying a heavy load with no benefit to ourselves. Therefore, whatever you do in this world, we should do for the happiness and the service of our Lord. We should have no attachment. And this attachment is the root cause of all other anarthas or unwanted desires. Therefore, after the anartha we become nishtha, fixed determination, ruchi, taste, ashati, attachment, bhavamati, and oh, I'm not correct here, then vidaha. Therefore, by hearing very carefully this Bhagavad Gita, we will attain the qualification to enter into all of these things, especially after coming middle of Radha Krishna. Therefore, here, and not only here, we try to understand the subject matter and try to enter. In a flowing river that is also called Dala, the water. Therefore, what is there today now, after 2 or 3 days, will go anywhere, even to Allah, Allah, Prayan, means it's always moving. Therefore, our budget should be like it. It should always be progressing.
Dynamic.
Therefore, we should try and understand where they're living. Our mountains are going, this job appears, but we still maintain attachments to women. Do we have taste in taking the name or in hearing Harikatha? If one has developed attachment to hearing Harikatha, then definitely all anarthas or unwanted desires will be completely destroyed. Then after this, one will easily achieve Bhagavati. Therefore, despite all this, there may be some hope. Even though we may not do the Nishtha performing the Nishtha devotion, we are not improving. Then it could be the fault in the spiritual master, the Diksha Guru. In that case, one should take the shelter of a high class Diksha Guru. And if Diksha Guru is okay, still we are not advancing, there must be the hole is enough, the fault is enough. Therefore, we should endeavor to increase our devotion and steadily, steadily progress towards the stage of Prema Bhakti. Therefore, whatever is Bhavabhakti, is most difficult to achieve. And having achieved the stage of Bhavabhakti, all these unwanted anandas and desires will never return. They are here. And here, try to follow nicely and carry it with us, with you always in your heart.
Now, we will go to Akroor Ghat, there we will speak about. Thereafter, we will go to the place of Brahma Patnis, where the Sakhas were, and then Hatrol, where Krishna went to beg for. Krishna's friends went to beg for something to eat, but all the friends are hungry in the forest. Then we will go to Anandham, there prasad, everything will be served there. Nothing will be cooked here. Everybody should go there. Everybody should go.
We are going to get the Pakti place due to the all Gundya in Ostulhan. After all, Jagi Pakti Stan, we will take breakfast and in Anandham, we will take Prasad. So you must go all Gundya. And also,
Guru Swami in Anandham, so
Isha Prabhu? Hare Bol, Isha Prabhu?
No
Isha Prabhu? Isha Prabhu, it is finishing here.
Okay, so I'll call Vasanti Didi. Thank you for your help, Prabhu. Stay with us. Don't go away. We'll catch up with Vasanti.